On this day, January 8, 2015, Elvis Presley's first recording, an acetate disc from 1953 featuring My Happiness, backed with That's When Your Heartaches Begin, sells for $300,000 at a Graceland auction. On this day in 2007, officials from the National Archives announced that their most requested document is a photo of a cloaked and bejeweled Elvis Presley shaking hands with President Nixon at the White House. On this day in 1985, the U.S. Postal Service issues a stamp marking what would have been Elvis's 50th birthday. Over 500 million are sold. On this day in 1981, Elvis Presley Day is declared in Alabama, Florida, Georgia, Illinois, Kansas, North, and South Carolina, Pennsylvania, and Virginia, too. On this day in 1973, on his 38th birthday, Elvis Presley files for divorce from his wife Priscilla, citing irreconcilable differences. The petition is uncontested, and a divorce would be granted on October 11. On this day in 1955, Elvis celebrates his 20th birthday by performing his weekly spot on the KWKH radio show Louisiana Hayride. On this day in 1945, Elvis receives his first guitar for his 10th birthday. The plain brown acoustic model cost $12.95 from the Tupelo hardware store. And on this day, January 8, 1935, Elvis Aaron Presley is born at his parents' home, a two-room house that was built by his father at 306 Old Saltillo Road, East Tupelo, Mississippi. A twin brother, Jesse Garon Presley, is stillborn. The King would have been 86 years old today. What is his biggest selling two-sided hit? The answer's right after this.
When it's time to buy appliances, wouldn't you rather deal with experienced local people you can trust? The folks at Dunnett Appliance and Mattress have been in business serving the Bangor area for years with great prices, friendly faces, and expert service. They know their products inside and out, so their service doesn't end with your purchase. Shop where you can see the finest selection of the best appliances available to match your budget, needs, and style, and get exceptional service for the life of your product. Dunnett Appliance and Mattress, 63 Washington Street, Penobscot Plaza, Bangor. Dunnett has done it again.
On this day, January 8, 1935, Elvis Aaron Presley is born at his parents' home, a two-room house that was built by his father at 306 Old Saltillo Road, East Tupelo, Mississippi. A twin brother, Jesse Garon Presley, is stillborn. The King would have been 86 years old today. Of all his two-sided hits, the 1956 release of Hound Dog on one side and Don't Be Cruel on the flip is his biggest selling two-sided hit. His personal favorite among all his hits was Don't Be Cruel.
You know I can be found sitting home all alone. If you can't come around, at least please tell the phone. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. Baby, if I made you mad for something I might have said, please don't forget my past. The future looks bright ahead. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. I don't want no other love. Baby, it's just you I'm thinking of. Don't stop thinking of me. Don't make me feel this way. Come on over here and love me. You know what I want you to say. Don't be cruel to who a heart is true. Why should we be apart? I really love you, baby. Cross my heart. Let's walk up to the preacher and let's say I do. Then you'll know you'll have me, and I know that I'll have you. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. I don't want no other love. Oh, baby, it's just you I'm thinking of. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. Don't be cruel to a heart that's true. I don't want no.